So I guess I should start that today is day 50. I've been doing daily posts now for 50 days, mainly about how I am changing my life and what I'm doing to better myself in a healthy aspect, just to become the best version of myself so I can be a better father and all in all, just be a better me. Down the road, it's taken a lot of work to get to where I am, and there have been some challenges along the way, and that's okay. Challenges are gonna come, they're gonna happen, and it's not until you're ready that you're gonna start seeing these challenges, you know, the tests, the struggles, the things that are gonna try and set you back and put you in a negative mindset. But you have to overlook all that and continue down the path that you're on. And for me, starting out, I was listening to Dr. Joe Dispenza and decided to put some of his techniques to work in my own version of self-progression and self-betterment. And it's been successful so far. You know, meditation is extremely important. You have to be able to spend some time with yourself and clear your mind and center yourself, you know. If you're not centered and you're not balanced, you're not going to get to where you need to be and you're not going to make progress. So, I mean, I would recommend just taking, you know, you want to start off with it, just take 20 minutes or 10 minutes, you know, find a meditation app or put on some type of tune that you can close your eyes to and just breathe and clear your thoughts in a positive way. You know, it's an energy thing as well. You just try and gather as much positive energy that you can and focus that on moving forward and setting goals. And they don't have to be monster big goals, you know, just set little goals. What do you want to accomplish for the day? Where do you want to be at today? You know, I think having a healthy, positive mindset is the number one thing that will encourage you and will help you along the way. Because if you go in every day and focusing on the negatives, focusing on, you know, the things that are bothering you or triggering you, you're not going to progress. You're not going to get to where you want to be. So you have to keep that in mind, that to start your day off, you want to be ready. You want to be focused. And meditation is key for that. You know, get some reading material, something that is for self-betterment, if that's what you want to do. I mean, for me, this whole thing is all about personal change. Changing who you are. Changing the negative habits and behaviors in your life. Getting rid of the toxic people. You know, toxic things that you put in your body. Toxic things that you watch that don't help better your mentality. And that's where you want to go with it, you know. For a long time, I guess a little background, for a long time, maybe like 20 years, you know, I am currently 34, so I was 14, and I drank a lot, you know, when I was a kid. I partied all the time. I was using drugs on a regular basis, and I never saw anything wrong with it, you know. I just thought it was fun. And that's where all my problems kind of began. And I didn't have any self-control whatsoever. I always went as hard as I could, you know, drank as much as I could. And I continued doing this for years. Not realizing the impact that it was taking on not only myself, but everyone around me. I became a toxic person, whether I knew it then or not, which clearly I didn't, but I was extremely toxic. and I was toxic to be around. As much as I like to make people laugh and have a good time and just genuinely try and be a happy person, I wasn't happy on the inside. There was so much wrong, so much hate and resentment I had in me that I couldn't let go of. And it wasn't until a few years back that things started happening in my life where I started to take notice that I was out of control and what I was doing wasn't helping. And I couldn't find a way to stop. I couldn't find a way to be better. I would go on, you know, months of sobriety and relapse and totally spiral out of control. Absolute awful things would happen, you know, car accidents, getting arrested, going to jail. I mean, some real negative things were going on in my life. And at this time, you know, I have a family. I'm raising kids, trying to be a father, and I'm just not a healthy person. And as much as I pretended I was and buried myself in the work, ultimately it took a toll and I lost my family. You know, I ended up leaving. I was the one that left, which is just, you know, says a lot for the woman I was with. I mean, she put up with so much, and at the end of the day, I was the idiot that left her, you know? And I'll always remember that. I will never forget it. I'll never forget the night that I left. It's a regretful moment in my life. And the only positive that I can take out of that is it brought me to where I am today. It put me in line with changing who I am from the very core of my being to wanting to genuinely be a better version of myself. Just be the best I could be. And so here I am, changing, seeing things happening in a positive way, doors opening, you know, jobs. I see a lot going on that I wasn't able to see before. You know, as you become more open with who you are and better understanding yourself, I think you're able to receive things a lot better. You know, things that people tell you, and they're telling you in the most sincere way from their heart, you know, and you just can't accept that, you know. But as you move forward, things get easier, you know. It's not an easy task to change. It's uncomfortable. It can be frightening at times, you know, because you just don't know what's going to happen next. But if you focus and you truly believe that you are doing it for the better and you're doing it for yourself, you know, at the end of the day, yeah, you want other people to be happy with who you are, and you want you want people to see the change in you, but you have to do it for yourself. You have to be honest with yourself, and you have to commit. And I think that's a challenge, you know. Commitment, I've always had issues with that. So that's where I'm at with this, you know. 50 days in, and I'm evolving into something that I never thought was possible, you know. Just the mentality that I'm on now, realizing that all I had to do was make the step forward and just commit to changing who I am. It's just so mind-blowing, you know, so mind-blowing. I wish I would have done it years ago. I would have been so much better off. I mean, really, unbelievable. But I'm happy to be where I am now. And I'm happy that I'm able to make the change now as opposed to later, or never making a change and something terrible happens, or I just become a monster. You know, who knows? But I'm grateful for where I am now, and I'm grateful that I'm able to see that change is possible. All you have to do is put in the work. you know, just put in the work and be the change that you want. All you have to do is see it. You know, speak it, believe it. Positive mindset. That's where we're at. It's a daily thing. You have to work for it. It's not just going to happen. So with that, I'll continue to give more background on how I got to where I am now, as I keep doing these podcasts. But change is possible. It can be done. It can be done. It's not out of your reach. You have to want it. You have to commit to it. You have to see yourself as the best you and do the work to get there. So positive vibes, positive mentality, positive results. Have a good day. Thank you for listening.